107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on DMV Spotlight. And for people who are not familiar with Healing House, if you could please give us a little background on the organization and why you started it.
Sure. So Healing House is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to improve the lives of children with special needs through the use of animal-assisted therapy. And we founded the company in 2014, so we've been out in the community for about a little over two years, and we have been, up till now, going into the school system, the library system, different therapeutic centers, and we have just opened our own center.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization. Now, you mentioned the reason why the organization was founded, to assist children with disabilities and special needs with animals. Now, how did this come about? What was the reason behind you starting this organization, and how did you find out that animals did assist with helping children?
So my background is actually as a professional animal trainer. I have a certificate in exotic animal training, and I actually did live in Hawaii training marine mammals for 5 years. That's where I started my career. I moved out to Virginia in 2000 and opened up a dog training center in Sterling. So I've been training dogs professionally for quite a long time. And over the years, I've just been really interested in therapy dog training and service dog training. So I started getting involved with an organization that at the time was called Delta Society. It's now called Pet Partners, and it's one of the largest national organizations that evaluates and registers therapy dogs. So that's how I started getting involved in the industry. And along the way, yeah, I made friends, and a couple of my friends were, one was a social worker, one was a special ed teacher. We all had dogs, and we started just brainstorming and thinking, you know, we've seen personally the effect that our dogs have had on the children around us. And we started thinking, you know, there's got to be a lot more that hasn't been explored yet. And so we decided, you know what, let's go for this, and formed Healing House and started a pilot program, presented it to a couple of different therapeutic centers, and they allowed us to come in and bring our dogs and to work together with the therapist and the children that were there in therapy to see all the possibilities that there were.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House, and we're talking about the reason behind creating Healing House. And you mentioned two separate things. You mentioned service dogs and therapy dogs. What is the specific difference between service dogs and therapy dogs? I know a lot of people may know of service dogs to help people who are visually impaired, but if you could go a little more in depth about the difference.
Yes, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I always try to differentiate between the two, because they actually are very, very different. So a service dog is a dog that has been professionally trained to work with one person in particular. So that person will have a disability, and the dog has been or will be trained certain tasks that help that person with their disability. So help them get through their day a little bit easier. And so, for instance, like you said, a guide dog, they also have dogs for hearing impaired. They have dogs that will detect seizures. Some service dogs can detect blood sugar levels that are off,
wow,
off the chart. Yeah, it's really amazing. And now you'll start seeing them at airports, which are usually therapy dogs, which kind of gets into that. Therapy dogs are usually out there helping more than one person. So they're trained more generally to either just bring happiness to somebody. You'll see them in hospitals, in schools a lot of the time, retirement centers. Courthouses is another place that people are starting to see therapy dogs as well. And so they belong to a person that doesn't necessarily have a disability, and they bring their dog out to help other people besides. So it's not not designed to help them. They are trained to help other people.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Animal Assisted Therapy, and we're talking about the different types of dog services. You have the service dogs, you have the therapy dogs. Now, with the dogs, as far as service dogs and therapy dogs, they can be any breed, or is there a specific breed that you normally see with service dogs and therapy dogs?
Good question. Yeah, they can be any breed. So there's no restriction. We don't have any restrictions of breeds in our organization. We take every dog on a case-by-case basis. All of the dogs that we have at Healing House have passed the pet partner's evaluation test. And it's a pretty tough test to get through. Actually tests not only the dog, but also the handler as well. So the dog and the handler are a team. So if one doesn't pass, then the team doesn't pass.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty difficult to get through it. So there's a lot of training that's involved. Sometimes the dogs, it takes them, you know, over a year to go through the training necessary to pass that test. And other dogs seem to just be born for this. And they're really just mellow and quiet and loving, and they don't need a whole lot of training.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization, and we're talking about some of the different traits that the dogs and animals that are utilized with assisted therapy and servicing for the clients that you have with the organization. Now, what are the ages? Is there an age limit for a dog? Can they be at any age as far as learning to be a service dog or a therapy dog? Or do you typically have dogs that are born and they immediately go into that line of work?
So the minimum age is a year, and that is dictated by pet partners,
right?
Which is a good rule. So they definitely need to be mature enough to be able to pass the test. And there is no upward age limit. We do have the dogs get reevaluated every 2 years, and that is important for us as well, because sometimes as a dog is aging, you know, something's going on where they might not be feeling, you know, their greatest. We don't want them to be put into a position where they might be uncomfortable or not particularly happy with the job that they're doing. So sometimes it's a really, really tough moment when these dogs have to retire. It's hard for everybody. But they do, as they get older, they do go into retirement.
Okay, all right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization, Animal Assisted Therapy Reimagined. So your organization basically focuses on training the dogs or helping people who need the dogs and connecting them. What is the primary focus?
The answer is yes.
Okay, yes.
So we do both.
Okay.
It's about equal, actually. About half of what we do is the training. So we welcome everybody that has a dog that either they just got and they think maybe would be a good therapy dog, or they're hoping will be. We have programs that start the dogs out as young as 8 weeks old and bring them all the way up to be able to pass the certification test. And sometimes people will jump into our training program when their dog is older. So there's no set time where someone would have to join our training program.
All right. And I'm quite sure we have a lot of dog owners who are listening now. And what is the time commitment in order to get a dog certified or trained?
That it does vary a little bit depending on the dog's personality. If you have a dog that is really good natured, but maybe just has a lot of energy and it takes a while to get that under control, it can take up to a year. And usually the training is only once or twice a week. So it's only a couple hours a week, but it can be a long haul. It's more about the consistency over a long period of time for the dogs to be trained properly. But like I said, sometimes dogs will it's like in their nature to just be quiet. And especially some dogs seem to be more drawn toward children, and they just, you know, they get around the kids and it's like they get it and they kind of tone it down a little bit, and they're very patient and kind. And so those dogs, it might even just take a couple of months to be able to get to where you need to be.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Coco Lani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization. And if you are a pet owner and you are listening and you'd like to find out more, is there a website that they can go to or a phone number that they can call in order to find out more information about getting their dog in a program?
Absolutely. Our website is www.healinghouse.com. And healing is spelled with two E's. So it's healinghouse.org. And our phone number is 703-661-6610.
All right. And I wanted to specifically talk about some of the programs that you offer. One is the Read With Me Literacy Program. Let's talk about that and how the pets in your program help young people read.
Yeah. So it's such a great program. So we have a couple of different options. We have an option of a private reading session, and that actually includes a reading tutor, but that's a human being, and we have the dog and the dog's handler as well that are in the sessions. And those are, they can be 30 minutes, they can be 50 minutes, and we can help children of any ability, any age, any reading level to increase their literacy skills. And we use games. We have all kinds of different things that we include the dogs in as well. So there's a little bit of activity involved, as well as activities are more just sitting still and practicing their reading to the dogs. But the dogs provide a set of ears that is just non-judgmental. They don't mind if maybe somebody makes a mistake or something isn't said exactly the way it's supposed to be, or they're struggling or they're just quiet for a while. It's completely fine. So the dog, they take the pressure off of the children where they can feel, very self-conscious in front of their human peers. The dogs just love them no matter what, and they think everything that they say or don't say is just perfect.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, that's the Read With Me Literacy Program. Now, how would someone listening get their child involved in that program, or do you specifically go to certain schools to provide that service?
So the private tutoring program, we have just our facility, and it's really easy. All you have to do is just send us an email or give us a call, and we can set up an appointment. Very flexible with days and times. So we can make it work for anybody that's interested in joining that program. We also, the other Read With Me program that we have is a big group reading time. That group read time is a little bit less intense because there's a group of dogs, a group of handlers, and the kids just come in and everyone grabs a book and reads, and just a good time. We do those at our facility once a month, and we also go out into the Loudoun County library system, and we do those group reads as well there. So we're going to have that schedule up on our website. So if you wanted to join one of those, you can always do that. And those are held on the weekends only.
All right. And the website that people can go to find out more information again is?
It's www.healinghouse.org, and healing is with two E's.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization. And we're talking about a few of the programs that are currently being offered. And you have a social skills group program. And let's talk about that.
Okay. So the social skills group is actually such a great program. I can't say enough about it. We have two groups available. We divide the kids up by age, and they come in and with the dogs are there with their handlers also. And we have an ABA therapist that leads up all of those groups, and ABA is Applied Behavior Analysis. So the goals of the social skills group are to help kids that might be having a little bit of challenge socially, interacting with their peers in an appropriate manner, so they get to practice those skills with the dogs. So we have the dogs participate in with the group, so they actually are a student as well. So we can use the dogs for anything from modeling correct behavior, which means, we're all going to sit in a group. So the dog is going to sit in the group as well and be quiet and calm. So they're setting a good example, basically, for the kids to follow. We also use them to have the children learn to take turns, because that can be pretty challenging. So we'll play games, and the dogs actually play the games with the children. So we've taught our dogs some really neat behaviors. They can push balls, they can spin spinners, they can move pieces on a board. The children learn to take turns, and they learn patience. We work on eye contact. The children can practice their eye contact with a dog. And it's just a little bit easier for the kids to connect with a dog than it is their peers.
That is really awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization, Animal Assisted Therapy Reimagined. Now, we talked about the Read With Me Literacy Program and the Social Skills Group, and I know your organization has been in existence for a while. So what are some of the takeaways that you notice that children who are involved in these programs, like success stories after they're in the program for a while, what things have you noticed once they complete or that their parents have noticed?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's really, it's so amazing the range of things that we can help with. And sometimes it doesn't even mean that they're in the program a while. The first day that they meet the dog, they'll do things that they have never done. It's usually their attention span is longer when they're with the dogs, so that they will concentrate on a task for a lot longer when the dog is there than they would have if the dog wasn't there. So they're able to complete at least twice as much as would have in a typical session with either a reading specialist or a therapist of some type. They can get twice as much done when the dog is there just because the child stays on task. Yeah. They start speaking way more than they would have without the dog. We've had children that are just starting to say a few words here and there, complete sentences to the dog. And they just, all of a sudden, they just blossom. They try a lot harder because the reward is a lot greater when the dog is there. So they'll put a lot more effort into anything that they're doing because we use the dogs as a reward as well. So for the time that they are really giving a great effort in a session, then we'll use the dog as a reward, either taking them for a walk or brushing them or just having some playtime, depending on what the child finds the most reinforcing. So we can use the dog, as it's the big reward at the end.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you are just tuning in, you are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Nonprofit Organization, which is Animal Assisted Therapy Reimagined, and we talked about some of the benefits from a few of the programs, Read With Me Literacy Program, ASPAR, and the Social Skills Group. And when you were talking specifically about children who have changed and some of the things that you noticed from a few sessions with the animals, I know you also have another program. And if you could lay out the difference with the Social Skills Groups and the Read With Me Literacy Program and the actual specific animal-assisted behavior modification programs that you have. And is that more one-on-one versus a group? What is the difference with that?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly the difference. So it's just one-on-one. And this is for a wide range of challenges that children might be having. A lot of the children that we see are on the autism spectrum, but a lot of them are not. So it really, that does, not necessarily defined by that, but it is one-on-one with a therapist, and it allows us to target more specific behaviors or a wider range of behaviors that the children might be working on. So we can do kind of life skill type things, working on dressing, working on more of occupational therapy type things, and we can also work on behavior management. So just kind of like I said, learning a little bit more patience. We can work on improving speech. And we can also work on communication with other peers. So we'll have the children talk to the dog and ask the dog questions, practicing as they would speaking to a person instead, but they practice with the dog. And so it allows us a lot more flexibility when we're working one-on-one.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, the children that do participate in these programs, is this something that their parents reach out to you for, or is this something that a clinical psychologist or someone that they're working with on a medical level, they refer them to you? How do you normally get your children involved?
That's a good question. Right now, it's from parents reaching out to us and kind of word of mouth. Some of the clients that we've seen before in our travels all around the community. But we hope to be able to start developing relationships with some of the medical professionals in the area so that they will recommend us,
Right. And this is also the alternative method instead of, I guess you would say, medication?
Yeah, absolutely. And right now, our goal is to help support children in whatever type of therapy that they are currently getting.
Okay.
So it's sort of used, in addition to, so if they have an ABA therapist that is helping them in home, we'd like to support them by having them come to our center so they can practice those things, kind of generalize the things that they are working on in a new facility and in a new place. And we support the behavior plan that's already in place.
Wow.
So we're all working together as a team and taking just another tool that we have to help that child overcome their challenges.
Wow, that is awesome. If you are a parent and you'd like to find out more information about some of the different programs that are currently offered at Healing House, you can call or go to the website. And that information, again, is?
It's www.healinghouse.org. spelled H-E-E-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E.
All right. And also, you have another program. I know we touched on a lot of them, the Animal Assisted Behavior Modification Program, which is more one-on-one based with the children. And also, you have the Read With Me Literacy Program, the Social Skills Group. But one we haven't talked about was the Pause for STEM After School Program. Let's discuss that.
Yeah, so we have developed a curriculum that is teaching children STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and including the dogs in the classes. So it's been really, really fun to put together this curriculum and thinking of ways that we can include the dogs into what normally you would never think a dog could be included into. So these classes are designed for, not necessarily for children with special needs, but we certainly welcome that as well. But this is a program we're taking into the schools in our community as well as at our center. So everybody is welcome. And right now we're gearing the classes toward elementary school age children. And the kids are learning things everywhere from learning to graph. We do talk about body language and charades with the dogs. And we have actually the kids put on these little tails, and we talk about what the different positions of a tail might mean on a dog.
Wow.
Some of it is a little bit of safety. Yeah. And we have experiments, and the dogs know how to bowl. So we set up cups in different configurations so that they can learn what is the best configuration to knock the most down. And we talk about predictions, about how many do you think he's going to knock down this time?
Wow.
And then we graph how many they did. And we do Venn diagrams about the characteristics that are different and the same between ourselves and the dog. So we go treasure hunts, and we use compasses and take the dog for walks.
Wow, that is awesome.
It's really fun, yeah. All of our classes, by the way, the schedule is on our website. We do have a class that's coming up for that STEM program, and we are looking for schools that are interested in having us come and do after-school programs. So if you're out there and you have anything to do with a school and their after-school programs, give us a ring or send us an email, and we'd love to discuss bringing our program there to the school.
All right. And what would be the email address and phone number that they would contact you at?
That would be www.healinghouse.org, spelled with two E's.
And is there a phone number?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 703-661-6610.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner, the executive director and founder of Healing House, nonprofit organization, which is Animal Assisted Therapy Reimagined. And we talked about all the different programs. So this is definitely a place not only for children to get assistance, but also this is a place where if you are a pet owner and you like to allow your pet to be utilized on a different level, this is definitely a place, because you also offer training for dogs as well. So anyone listening who has a dog, they are more than welcome to sign up for classes.
Absolutely, yes. And one of the programs that we are looking to start in the spring is puppy raising. So we are going to be getting some puppies and have them go into homes of puppy raisers. They'll come to our center during the day to be trained professionally, and after about a year and a half, they'll be placed with a family with a child with special needs.
Wow.
So if anyone out there, is interested in getting involved either as a puppy raiser, as a volunteer to help us socialize puppies and train them, or might be looking for a dog to come into their own home, certainly let us know.
Wow, this is really awesome, and they can find out more information about that on the website as well. And the website address again is?
www.healinghouse.org, H-E-E-L-I-N-G.
Definitely a great opportunity and a great program to do it. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House, and you just had your grand opening a few weeks ago. So let's talk about the new facility and the location.
Okay. So we are located in Sterling, Virginia. It is, the actual address is 43760 Trade Center Place, Unit 130, and it is off of Old Ox Road. So it's actually just on the edge of Sterling, close to South Riding.
Okay. All right. Now, prior to having the grand opening, did you have a central location, or how was
that's
it?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. So we did, all of the work that we did was out of other people's facilities.
Wow.
Or in schools. Yeah, it's a big deal.
Right. So now you have a central location where all of the classes and programs take place, correct?
Yes, exactly. We even have our own office. Pretty exciting times for us.
Wow. And if someone is listening and they like to donate or support or volunteer, and maybe they're not a pet owner, what are some of the different ways that people can support?
So, I mean, we would be incredibly grateful for any donation that anyone would be willing to have. And we're actually, speaking of donations, we're doing a drive this Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon. It's a toy drive. So for all of you out there that might be cleaning some closets out before the holidays, we're looking for gently used toys for the children to be able to use at our facility. So that would range anything from even books, no stuffed animals because, our dogs would probably
want those. Right, they would want those more.
Just for health reasons as well. And if the toy is electronic, just make sure that it does work. But we're accepting those at our facility, so we would be appreciative of that. And we're having a big holiday party for people with their dogs to come. So everybody out there is welcome. It's going to be at Barrel Oak Winery on Sunday, December 4th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We did one last year. It was just great. We have a silent auction. We have a band that plays hors d'oeuvres. Barrel Oak is wonderful and welcomes all the dogs. So you can bring your puppy with you and join us there.
Wow, that is awesome. And if they'd like to find out more information, is it listed on the website as well?
It is. It's at www.healinghouse.org. And you can get tickets on the website, or if you have questions, we'd be happy to answer those too.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Kathy Benner. She is the executive director and founder of Healing House Animal Assisted Therapy Reimagined, a wonderful organization that's doing great things with animals as well as with children. And Kathy, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And if there would be one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think of Healing House and the things that you're doing and why they should support, what would that be?
We would love for everybody to be able to come and see what we actually do in action. So if you have a dog, we'd love to see you come with a dog. Even if you want to just volunteer, or if you have a child that you think could benefit, we love to welcome everybody into our center. We're going to be putting some videos up online so people can get an idea of what we're doing and how it works. And just to keep in mind the amazing therapeutic value that animals have on our lives. I mean, as you mentioned, for all of us as owners, we get so much out of it as well. It's not, I mean, sometimes the children have to share their dogs with us for a few minutes because it's the love that they have is so amazing and powerful and healing and really honestly therapeutic. So we hope that everyone gets a chance to really see either on a video or in person what we're able to do with these dogs and these children.
Wow, that is awesome. And again, you can find out all of the information about Healing House, the programs, and how you can assist on the website. And your website address again is?
www.healinghouse.org.
All right. Well, I want to thank you again, Kathy, for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as always, if you are part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization.